Now that the initial shock and fear of September 11th have begun to fade, travelers are returning to the air, and they will encounter some much-talked-about security measures like increased carry-on screening and random searches. But airport managers are still waiting on some federally mandated equipment and personnel. The director of Wisconsin's Bureau of Aviation says 80 airports nationwide are still waiting for high-tech baggage and bomb screening machines. In the meantime, David Green says individual airport managers must decide what level of security is appropriate.
Every bag, to my understanding, is to be checked. Now, checked is the operative word. Now, is it going to be screened? Is it going to be personally looked through? Is it going to be... Those are things that are left up to the individual airports.
While passenger screening has taken center stage, what to do about security at general aviation sites is still up in the air. Green says Wisconsin has about 140 commercial airports, but several hundred more general aviation facilities that serve commuters, hobbyists, and corporate flyers.
The general aviation airports, however, are a little more sensitive area because there isn't a clear direction given there quite yet. And we're trying to get this coalition together, as well as the Association of National Aviation Officials, to look at airport security at the general aviation side of things.
Green says added security measures haven't kept people in Wisconsin from traveling by plane. He says passengers seem to appreciate the extra efforts. Travel industry estimates predict that air traffic will return to pre-September 11th levels this summer. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.